the desire to send to Ukraine missiles Tomahawk, that is the same as to start the nuclear war, because Ukrainians, they have no capacity, no infrastructure in order to send missiles in Russia because of technological details. So the missiles Tomahawk could be used only by American team. So, and that means that the entering of United States in the direct and open war with Russia. And if one nuclear power attacks the other nuclear power, that means nuclear war. And Tomahawk can bear nuclear head as well, heads. So we could not be sure that they with nuclear heads or not, and we have no time to prove Russia will strike back by strategical nuclear weapon if some missiles Tomahawk hit the territory of Russia, because it will mean that it is not just Ukraine, we are in war with Ukraine, formally not declared, but that there is a war, but not in the war with the United States. If Trump wants peace, he should never ever do something like that. But I think that Trump shows himself very inconsistent. He says one thing, he does the other thing, and we could not understand the reality behind all that. There is no clear line. He is very weird. He is president of the United States of America, the great power. We could not dismiss his words as something irrelevant, because he is serious a political figure. But at the same time, we could not decipher these contradictory, irrational messages he's sending to everybody. So it is a very volatile situation, fragile situation, and world, thanks to Trump, today is on the edge of the final nuclear catastrophe. We could not reconcile this contradiction, why Trump praises Putin and at the same time threatening send missiles. Maybe that is the way of the bargain for businessmen, American businessmen. There's some kind of radical, very hard bargain. It is something very known, very well known, and normal. But to behave in that way, or dealing with nuclear question, I think it is absolutely irresponsible. Maybe he's just threatening, but in such situation, the threat could be accepted as something real, and response can be devastating. So I think that rhetoric of Trump is very, very dangerous. MAGA movement, Make America Great Again movement, from the beginning, more or less explicitly accepted multipolarity, fighting against globalists, against interventionism of the previous liberal globalist elite. But Trump has betrayed this attitude. So if we consider Trump as MAGA, so we would have such possibility to limit the pretension and ambitions to universalism on the side of United States. And in that sense, in that case, we could expect some positive solution and good amelioration between Russia and United States. And the meeting in Anchorage was the example of how it could be. So this possibility we could not exclude, and more than that, this possibility of limiting American universalism and abandon of the globalism and acceptance of the multipolar world, this possibility was very close. But Trump is hesitating. Trump declared that, but he is hesitating. He makes one step in that direction, but after that, immediately he makes another step in opposite direction. So that is strange and inconsistent. That is why there are so many contradictions in his declaration. One day he declared that he has solved the problem with China about tariffs. Next day he threatens China to make 100% tariffs. So that is inconsistent politics. But when it is about trade, is very, very serious. But when it is about nuclear war, it's much more serious. It could be irreversible. So I think that we now in a very, very fragile and volatile situation in the world. So unipolarity is going down, is in decline. Multipolarity is rising, but none of these processes has reached the point of no return. We are, everything is too fragile, still too fragile. Multipolarity becomes every day more and more consistent, more and more powerful, but still everything is possible. So first of all, if we take seriously MAGA program, MAGA ideologists, they foresaw a kind of improvement of relations between Russia and United States, and end of support of military and political and financial support from United States to Ukraine. But at the same time, the MAGA wanted to a kind of continuation of the trade and economic competition with China, including nationalization of some assets of Chinese assets in the United States. So MAGA is not fully good in the relation to multipolarity. To Russia, MAGA promised to be much more friendly. To China, MAGA promised to be much more radically hostile. So I don't see in the United States no party, no movement, no political force, power that could accept multipolarity in with all its content, to be friendly to Russia, to China, to India, to Islamic world, to Africa. So MAGA is not ideal in that sense, but the idea to stop globalization, to stop liberalism, was good idea, and that was a kind of promise to solve somehow the relations between great power, civilizational state, between United States, Russia, and China. Because in the context of realism, the realism in international relations, we could hope on some rational solution. But Trump is not following MAGA anymore. So he is following nothing. No ideology, no strategy, and that makes the situation much worse, because now we see hostility towards Russia, we see hostility toward China, we see also hostility toward India, that was always the ally and friend of United States. So I think the only country and only principle that Trump is loyal until the last consequence is Israel and Netanyahu. He is totally in favor of Netanyahu and Israel. So Trump is consequent Zionist, but in all the other relations, he is not consequent in anything. So we could not imagine the positive solution for now for stable relations and strategically balanced relations between United States, Russia, and China, as well with European Union. The world is in chaotic stage, in chaotic phase. So we should fight for a better world, for the just multipolar system. But it is in order to establish it, we need first to win.